Well, maybe you've never heard of apostasy, but it's the term used when someone renounces or changes their religion. No big deal, you might say. But for those who've left conservatively practiced religions, maybe Islam or Christianity, being known as an apostate can lead to shaming, shunning by your community, and even death threats. Lauren Baker reports.
My name is Faisal, and this is my nickname. I cannot reveal my real name for security and safety purposes.
This is Faisal, an ex-Muslim from Saudi Arabia, a country with some of the strictest apostasy laws in the world. After studying philosophy in America, Faisal decided to leave his religion. Now he lives in Australia, but his family back home have no idea he considers himself an apostate.
What do you think would happen if they were to find out, or if your community back in Saudi Arabia were to find out?
For sure, like, my relatives would kill me. It is like a collective society. If someone does bad, the whole tribe or the whole family members and your whole relatives would be affected. If someone committed a crime, all of your family, all of your relatives would be looked by other people down, and they would think that they are as bad as the one who committed the crime.
Although Faisal lives in Australia now, he says he still faces difficulties being open about his beliefs. He says he was once kicked out of a shop after the owner discovered he was an ex-Muslim. Another time, after a night of drinking, he called an Uber to get home. He had gone out during Ramadan, when Muslims are supposed to be fasting, and the Uber driver could tell from Faisal's last name that he had a Muslim background.
He was asking me why I am drinking in Ramadan. I told him I just want to have fun. He said that's not right. I told him, like, it's not none of your business. And then, like, he said, how are you gonna fast? Then, like, when I told him I do not fast because I am an ex-Muslim, he was like shouting at me and he was threatening me, and I was really scared that he might harm me.
It's not just former Muslims who struggle to leave their religion in Australia. Deborah Goldstein is a former Jehovah's Witness. She spent 26 years in the religion and estimates that at one point she spent nearly 40 hours a week participating in religious activities, like missionary work and door-to-door proselytising. She had begun to have doubts, but it was when she had an abortion and started acting on a same-sex attraction that she was formally kicked out of the religion.
They make an announcement in the meeting up on the stage and say, Deborah Goldstein has been disfellowshipped. And that tells everybody in the congregation that no longer are they to even look twice if they're walking down the street and see me. Don't say hello, never again to contact me or say anything. So everyone found out that way. And then my family, I called them all individually and I told them that I've been disfellowshipped and that I'm gay.
Jehovah's Witnesses Australia declined to be interviewed, but directed me to their website section on disfellowshipping, where they describe the practice as a loving provision to bring a friend or relative back to the right path. Deborah says after being disfellowshipped, she was totally unprepared for life outside the Jehovah's Witnesses.
I felt terrified, because they've told me all my life that everybody outside of the religion is like wolf in sheep's clothing, and they quote that to you over and over again. So you develop this absolute fear of everybody outside the religion, and you actually think even if they're nice, they're just putting it on, that they're really out to get you. So I thought everybody was like that, and I didn't have any friends and family, so I felt very wary of everybody.
That's Deborah Goldstein, former Jehovah's Witness, talking about the process of being disfellowshipped, which, if you know anyone who's been through this, can really be really tough in families. Ending that report from Lauren Baker, and you can hear more about this on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN with David Rutledge, who's sitting in for Andrew West this week.